the Uso Penitentiary.
Let's get it on.
Move to the music, play the music, move it to the music.
We are the inner circle, baby.
A little bit of the bubbly.
The Monday Night Messiah.
For the love of God, stay away from the different dogs.
Move to the music, play the music. Move it to the music, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the DWI podcast. My name is PC Tunney. I am just another podcaster, to be honest with you, but I am joined, as always, by the formerly broken scientist, but the brand new architect, the man. He's still a scientist, but he's not broken anymore. Apparently, we're going to find out here. The myth. He's really a great guy, too. Oh. And the legend. It's DPP.
Feel so loved. It was so wonderful.
Oh my God.
Speaking of science, I'm using a potato now. You know, potatoes can power things. I'm using potato to record. No more bananas for me. So there you go.
There's a brand new recording system.
There's a new recording system. Well, it's another option, voice meter potato, which is a lot.
Is it?
It's bigger, but.
Did better or no?
This is the first time we're recording, so we're gonna find out. But so far, everything's basically the same. So you're good.
So basically, right now, what you're telling me is, if it's not broken on my end, I will continue to banana while you potato.
That's right. You say potato, I say banana.
AJ Blaz is here as well. Have any of you guys seen Bert Kreischer?
I think he sold me a car.
Yes, you have seen Bert Kreischer. Have you, DP, or no?
And I fuck cats.
Negative.
No? Alright, so he's got 3 stand-ups on Netflix. They're all really good. And before you do that, he has a series. It's a 5-episode series where he rents this cabin out in the woods. And he 5 different days, he has comedians come up and meet him up there, and they do activities all day. And it's fucking hilarious. So watch that. It'll make you want to watch his stand-up. He's good friends with Tom Segura, Joe Rogan. Who's the other guy?
That old crowd. Tom Papa?
No, who just did Saturday Night Live?
Oh, Bill Burr. Yeah.
Yeah. So those guys all ran together. But I think he's better than those two guys. He's the guy that does the stand-up with his shirt off. And he's not ripped. He's not
ripped. Ooh, here we go. He left the 6-pack at home and he decided to wear the keg.
Well, I mean, he's not horribly out of shape, but I mean, he's not, you know, he's not in PC Tony kind of shape. But,
what I do want to get to is,
you say potato, I say potato. There's a hilarious joke in there about his wife catching him watching porn and asking, you know, what's the difference between her and me, really, you know? And he goes, well, you say tomato and she says tomato.
Were you watching something called No Mercy for My Throat? That's oddly specific. But I'm going to keep looking at my phone for emails. It's tethered to the TV, you idiot. Don't they have, like, normal people sex? What's normal people sex? You know what we do? You mean a blooper reel?
Oh, that kid's got a great memory. All right, folks, shout out to Bert Kreischer right there. Let's get into it. It's Friday. We're drinking. It's the weekend.
Which one am I playing? I don't know what that means.
We're drinking.
Okay.
We're drinking. Oh, my God. That hasn't happened in a while.
Drink it in, man. Fuck you, I'm drunk. Fuck you, I'm drunk. Pour my beer down the sink. I've got more in the trunk.
I've been drinking.
Fuck you, I'm drunk. Fuck you, I'm drunk. And I'm going to be drunk till the next time I'm drunk.
I waited until I had everything set up and ready to go, so it was about 20 after 12 when I started drinking. So yes, it's Friday afternoon, we're drinking. That's how we do it here in Wisconsin. There's no real reason to go out and hang out with anybody, really, right now, because shit has hit the fan in our area. So, DP, I have a Lakefront IPA with the awesome green I can. I don't know if you've ever seen that before, AJ.
I have not seen that before. It does look really nice.
That's our one of our best local breweries around here. DP, what you drinking?
Lakefront Brewery is a good one. Right now,
the River West Stein?
I like the River West Stein. River West Stein or Louis Demise are my two favorites there.
You and the General.
Really good. Really good ones. Right now, I am just finishing up a glass of Mountain Dew. Have not dipped into the alcohol yet. But I'm sure as soon as trivia comes around, there will be a drink on the way.
On the bell. What do we got going on over there, as you freshly, phenomenally funky one?
Well, Andrew and I did some dumb things this weekend. Mainly me. Because I'm going to do it now, in front of everyone, right now, live on this recording. I'm going to pour...
What's the small can?
The small can is Red Bull. Red Bull.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
And I'm going to be pouring some of the Jim Beam that I've been having for this entire month. Putting it in the Red Bull, it's surprisingly good. Yeah, I'm the younger of the all three of us, so I know I'm a degenerate.
I could tell you what I used to drink. How old are you now? 24?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, DP and I probably were living together at that time. Roommates, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, every Friday, our friends would come over by us, and we'd go to a bar probably about 4 or 5 miles down the road, right on a lake, and we'd go there every Friday. There was 4 to 6 of us. And we'd meet here and we'd play Wii Bowling till 9 o'clock if it was cold outside. If it wasn't cold outside, and we're drinking the whole time. Like, hey, come on over anytime after 7. Satchel was always over. The General, Cheech, and Mike Mann were probably 50-50. There's a couple other people that would hang out. If it was nice outside, we'd play Washers. You ever play Washers?
Can't say I have or heard it that and be called that so, over here.
How big are the washers, Dan?
3-inch diameter, I believe.
And how big are the boxes?
18? No, 12? So there's 12. I think they're 12.
18 sounds about right.
Okay.
The box is bigger than my foot.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, 18.
So, okay, imagine an 18 by 18 inch box with I don't know, is it a 6-inch or 5-inch diameter PVC pipe in the middle of it?
All right,
I know what game you're talking about. All right,
yep. And you throw the washers in and you go at each box on each side, so we do that, right? But here's what I would drink at the bar. It was always Jack, and I think I was still drinking beer or gin at the time. But before we would go out, I would make myself a drink called an uncomfortable. DP is smiling. God. Do you remember the uncomfortable?
Do I want to know?
I remember when you invented it. It was.
Well, you're drinking Red Bull. I was doing Monster. It was in a red solo cup, 16-ounce cup, filled all the way up with ice. You would put in 2 shots of Southern Comfort, 2 shots of Tanqueray, and fill the rest up with Monster. And I would drink 2 or 3 of those before we went out to the bar. Oh,
Jesus.
Pardon.
See, I don't know if that's better or worse.
Did you beam in your Red Bull? Ain't that bad.
I don't know if it's better or worse than what me and my friends did when I lived in Pennsylvania, where the bar that we were at, we would get actual like glasses of vodka, and there would be the Red Bull flipped upside down, put in it, and it was called an Irish trash can. And we'd pound those things like crazy.
Oh, man. Yeah, I think the worst thing that you could ever drink, though, is the WAP at the college parties, where it was just like, it was basically bottles of Everclear just with fruit floating in it, you know, and Kool-Aid. And it was like, oh, my God. In someone's bathtub, so there's leftover bleach and hair and shit in there.
Yeah,
you remember them having that, right? DP and I went to tons of parties when we were that age.
Oh, yeah.
At all the different colleges.
We avoided here. That and just drank the beer.
We always brought something with us, so let's put it that way. All right, that's what we're drinking today. That's what we've been drinking. I hope you enjoyed a little pullback, a little talk about that. If that's any foreshadowing as to how much we're really looking forward to talking wrestling. DPB, let's let everybody know what's on episode 249 of the DWI podcast.
Well, we're waiting.
Well, it's the big show.
I feel like this week it's not a sheet. It's more of a pamphlet.
Oh, no, sheet!
Sheet! He's got a sheet.
There is a lot more writing on what I did yesterday than today. So, I'm just letting everybody know the cops are here. Hoo-doo! There.
That's another brick crasher joke.
Where do you live?
There you go. There you go. Yeah, right.
with his status,
but he's right. Like, yeah, right where I live. This week on episode 249, we need. Can someone remember that we need to have a quick 5-minute post show meeting about what we want to do next week?
All right.
Because I forgot last. Remember, I started.
I will.
I started to say, let's plan this on the air. No, let's not do that.
No.
So, all right, let me do that. All right, folks, this week on the show, episode 249, we're going to talk, give our draft thoughts, what happened, what we think is going to be going forward. Probably we're going to get into what's going to be happening tonight as we record leading up to SmackDown. Ronda Rousey, could she be returning soon? And why do I think that? We're probably going to maybe talk a little AEW. We might get to some other things that are on our mind. We don't really have a whole lot of structure as far as the wrestling goes this week. Next week, definitely. I know we got Impact pay-per-view next weekend and Hell in a Cell, if I'm not mistaken. Still have plenty of things to preview leading up to that. We always got the trivia from the Fresh one over there. Speaking of Fresh, you know, there's going to be a Fresh Prince reunion. I don't know if it's a series, a short series, or a longer show, but they all got together, and it's more of an Uncle Phil tribute and things of that nature. But if you have HBO or HBO Max, it should be out around Thanksgiving. They just finished up taping that. So speaking of Fresh, we're going to hit the trivia today. We also got, by the time we get there, Blame It on the Alcohol Fantasy Football. And whether or not we have a last call, folks, that your guess is as good as mine at this moment in time. DPP? Ring the bell. So here it says on the Big Show sheet, draft thoughts.
Well, from what I understand,
hated it.
Is that what I got from the earlier talk?
Yeah, I mean, we discussed it last week too, where it doesn't seem like the same draft that we're used to, where there were people that of course moved and people who stayed that were apparently drafted to that brand or whatever. But some of the things now, since we're on the season 2 premiere of SmackDown and however many Raw, because now it's SmackDown on Fox, so it's season 2 of Fox.
It's all new. Yeah.
Yeah. Brand new. Believe us, we're the ones saying it. They're saying it too, so it's brand new.
At least it's not SmackDown Live anymore.
It's much better.
Yeah, that's true.
I think we figured it out by now.
But yeah, I'm on the same boat with the hated it, especially since Tony, what exactly is the main event for SmackDown tonight?
Yeah, pre-show we brought this up, and let's nitpick today. Fuck it, you know. we usually don't do this, to be honest with you, right? We usually don't nitpick stuff. You know, we're just like, okay, if it doesn't make a little bit of a sense, we're like, yeah, but whatever. Let's see what happens, okay? Because we usually just bring up this certain topics. WWE will hit some major AEW, but here, let's fucking nitpick WWE. This is a perfect time to do it. Because everything's going to change. We don't know right now. But yes, Braun Strowman, drafted to Raw, has a championship match against Roman Reigns on SmackDown?
Good. Good. Let him win the title, and then they can have them both on Raw, and then they can unify them and be done with the double titles.
And that's the problem, Dan, though. That's not going to happen.
No, it's not.
Know that. Like, you're just burying Roman Reigns tonight or whatever. Maybe. Well, here's the other thing that could be happening, right? Lars Sullivan got drafted to SmackDown, correct?
Correct. Mm-hmm. Or he's on SmackDown.
I think he got drafted to SmackDown. And I know he's having a match with Jeff Hardy tonight, so maybe this wouldn't happen then. I was thinking, because I know they're planning down the road, even though they have Strowman and Sullivan on opposite brands, they're having them planning on feuding, but that would probably be Mania 22. 2022 is what I mean. DP, I'm sorry, go ahead with your thoughts.
Again, that's another one. You know, Jeff Hardy's having a match on SmackDown, and he was drafted to Raw the other day. So why are we having him on SmackDown? It's the whole problem of, you know, they just decide to randomly have these cross-branded things, and, oh, people could just show up. Braun Strowman's been showing up on Raw for the last couple weeks for Raw Underground and then had matches, and he wasn't a Raw superstar, but now he is, and now he's going to have a match on SmackDown. Wait, what? What?
Which is funny because I don't know if you guys saw it or not. Raw Underground's apparently not. They're gonna nix that because they don't have any spot for it after the draft.
Yay!
They finally realized that it wasn't really doing a whole hell of a lot of good because you're undermining what you're actually putting out there in the ring. Was my thought of it. To DP's point, I wish, you know, and I've said this so many times. I've been saying this forever. I even wrote an article on thechairshot.com about this. That's how passionate I feel about it, that there should be only, it was years ago, but it was, there should only be one. I think DP remembers it. I usually ask him to, you know, go over my writing before I would publish it back in the day, and there should only be one world championship. There shouldn't be split rosters. I mean, think about not knowing who's going to show up on Raw or who's going to show up on SmackDown, because it could be anybody. They're just continuing the storyline, right? You can push some stuff each way, right? You could still have one title be the Raw's title and one title be SmackDown's title, and if you have that title, you're on that show pretty much, but there's no roster thing. The only separation to me should be NXT and the main roster, and that draft should come from there. I don't know if you could do a draft then, though. I mean, I get what you're going with. I just wish that if they're going to do it, I think what we're all saying is that they should follow some fucking rules, because they have split rosters, they have draft, they have all this other stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, watch, probably like months down the line, we're going to have the stupid freaking, like, oh, well, this person can show up because they still had something to do on Raw because they got drafted to SmackDown and unfinished biz. The only thing consistent about them when it comes to draft time is inconsistency. Because not to mention, the Street Profits also got drafted to SmackDown. And then they lose the Raw titles, win the SmackDown titles. New Day, I think, won the Raw titles. I could be wrong here. Oh, and I'm sorry. Also, the New Day got split up in the most anticlimactic way in the world. Can you imagine if Iron Man didn't say, "I am Iron Man," to snap his fingers? He just went, "Lol, no," and then just snapped his fingers.
Sure, I just realized now I've had my TV not on mute this entire time. So I'm gonna get rid of that.
Jeez, I couldn't hear it, so I guess you're all good.
Not only were you listening to the DWI podcast, you were also listening to Jalen and Jacoby. Got to give the people. But that's give people. Thank you. Appreciate that. Where the fuck were we? I'm sorry. I just lost my whole train of thought.
I talked about the Street Profits and New Day with the tag titles.
Splitting up the New Day.
An anticlimactic split up.
I don't think it is, though. I mean, they're not split up. They're just on different brands. And Big E's having a singles run. And we talked about this, that this was the perfect way to not split them up, but to give... We probably had a 20-minute discussion on this show, the three of us, about Big E and getting a push and how they would do it with the New Day. Right. And I thought we actually workshopped that part of it into, well, if you put them on different brands, you don't have to split them up. And isn't that kind of what they did then? I mean, I get that. Why not?
Yeah, they split them up. I don't think we talked about them splitting them up like that, but more just somebody turning on the other, you know, but it just seems, I don't know, like them together, I think, get, you know, well, we'll see how Big E does it, but I think them together with the whole rah-rah and rooting on your guys, they're just so popular that it just feels weird to break them up. You know, like, why not just keep them together? One way or the other, either keep them together, or I think you can get a better thing if somebody turns on the other and they feud there, or, you know, I think it just gives them extra push, but why split them up? Like, it doesn't, I don't see why splitting them on different brands.
It's why John Cena never turned heel, is because of the money. Like, New Day makes so much fucking money on merchandise. They're not split up. They're just on different brands. And Big E is going to get this gigantic push, right? I think you're going to see a huge main event at the Royal Rumble, AJ. It's going to be biggest face on just getting the rocket shoved up his ass, Big E, by the time now in the Royal Rumble against the guy they're trying to make heel. I think that's going to be your Royal Rumble main event, is Roman Reigns and Big E.
Well, I mean, that would be good. I'm not denying that. Or, I mean, as much as I want him to have the Universal, having the Intercontinental title too, because Sami Zayn's that conniving, clever, sneaky heel. I'm not saying he should only go for the Intercontinental. He should be a world champion by now. I'm not denying that. But, like, if they wanted to really do a money grab with all of this, and there's one thing that just comes to mind on how they could have broken it up, where instead of just like, yeah, you got separated, that's all. Swap the titles with the Street Profits. All right, there you go. They could have had the whole click goodbye. They could have hugged out at like the main event, because everyone loves the New Day. If they're going to keep every single one of them, all three of them faces, they could have done the hug out just like it was Madison Square Garden with the click. Everyone still remembers that. Everyone still loves that.
I think they wanted to have them vent their frustrations as though Stephanie is still a heel, like she broke them up or something like that, because they weren't mad at each other.
No, they were just upset
that, and they knew they were going to see each other because they're not traveling right now either. So they're just on different shows. They're just not going to go out together as the New Day, but they can still sell all the New Day stuff. You can still put that. You don't have to explain anything to put them back together now. I think it's perfect. I don't think they'll ever break up.
Oh, and they don't need to. I mean, I like the idea of them breaking up, you know, because that's always the way things go. And, you know, that helps push the one guy over the top or whatever. But, like, thinking about it, you know, think of, like, if we actually did have them traveling, think of the cool reunions they could do at the big shows, you know, pay-per-views, when they're both on a match or something and they can get together. Like WrestleMania.
Big shows doing.
The big pay per view shows.
Mania.
I thought, because his Netflix series got canceled, so I thought maybe the Big Show was doing pay per views right now. And he's like, the Big Show's pay per views.
Yeah.
I was like,
Netflix exclusive Big Show pay per views?
Yeah, I didn't. Maybe that's what I thought could have happened. But I think I misread the situation here. I think I'm the asshole here.
Big Show.
I'm the asshole.
Show.
In the place, right? I'm the asshole.
Yeah, I mean, I think at these pay per views, like getting together at WrestleMania or something for a segment or something, you know, they could make it work pretty well. You know, when we actually get back to doing traveling events.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, like, it just seems weird where they're not together. That's the entire thing, where it's, yeah, it was the New Day. They're not going to split up. Oh, they had differences, but they came back together and everything.
I got to stop you guys and different topic. I had a great idea.
Uh-oh.
I got to ask right now, because otherwise I'll forget.
More Big Show pay-per-view show?
Wouldn't it be nice? What are you guys doing Sunday afternoon?
Other than watching, I don't know when the Packers are on, but I'll probably be at my parents' house.
Oh,
I was about to say, yeah, because we're all going to be watching that game. The three of us are going to be watching that game. It's the Packers and the Bucks.
Oh shit, that's right. Oh boy.
I thought maybe we could record ourselves listening to watching the fourth quarter together and put it at the end of episode 250.
Oh, jeez. There's so many obscenities I can say, but I don't want to.
You have no idea how drunk I'll be by the end of that game.
Oh, I'm well aware. Same.
You think this Jim Beam's going to be the only thing that's around? No! I'm going to be cursing at both quarterbacks with the number 12 on their jerseys. Come on! Which is problematic because I like Aaron Rodgers.
We'll get a little bit... I just wanted to throw that out there before I forgot it. We'll get to a little bit more football talk later in the show here. Last thoughts on the draft. I liked it. I like Stephanie being out there. I'm really looking forward to SmackDown tonight because of the draft, and I'm ready for them to get a little bit farther removed. I'm ready for them to get past Hell in a Cell. I think the problem with having the draft is that next pay-per-view still lingers a little bit on the old rosters, and that's kind of maybe what happens there. So post Hell in a Cell, can't wait to see them get the ball rolling. I'm a fan of the draft.
I feel like other than the title, the main titles, they just rotated the rosters from SmackDown to Raw and Raw to SmackDown. That's the way it felt. Like, you know, Seth Rollins moved to SmackDown. It was like, okay, now he's going to get away. He cuts a promo, he's getting away from the Mysterios. And then, oh, look at that. Rey Mysterio and Dominic get drafted to SmackDown. And so does Buddy Murphy. And same thing with AJ Styles. He gets drafted to Raw. And it's like, okay, I finally can get away from Sami Zayn and Jeff Hardy. And oh, look, Jeff Hardy gets drafted to Raw. And it's, and then they have a little fight, you know, on Raw. It's like, so what did we do there? I mean, I feel like we just rotated it around. We just moved everything 180. And some of the goofy things about, like, drafting Otis and not Tucker. Like, why break them up? And then also, why would you not draft the entire tag team when you have that ability? Like, just seems kind of ridiculous. And, you know, some of it, it just, in that sense, it just kind of bothered me. Like, we'll see how they actually do make new storylines, but it felt like everybody just got moved over from one side to the other.
AJ, before you give your last thoughts.
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
So Otis is, what brand is Otis on then?
Otis is on SmackDown.
He stayed on SmackDown. Okay, so I wanted to confirm that. I was 95% sure before I put this out there, and he's not been on SmackDown. They want to get the briefcase off of him, right? That's what all the really dirty, the filthy sheets are saying. I just really like describing them like that.
Dirty and filthy.
So, gross. You know, everyone, it's a, listen, pop yourself, start from there and move forward. And that's how you're going to make it, right? So I just haven't moved much beyond that, unfortunately, for me. But anyway, if you want to get that briefcase off of Pop DP, that's perfect. If you want to get that briefcase off of Otis and you want to make Roman Reigns. So here's the question. Look like more of a heel. Here's the question. Yes or no? Or which way? Boo or cheer? If Roman Reigns beats Otis when he brings out the briefcase for the challenge, and they just make it embarrassing, right? Does the crowd boo Roman or cheer Roman for whooping Otis's ass like an embarrassing kind of way? DP?
Oh, they boo the shit out of him.
They boo him? Okay.
Hell yeah, they boo Roman Reigns.
Oh yeah, no, they would boo Roman Reigns to the moon if he just like, yeah, I'm gonna challenge, yeah, I'm doing this for Tucker and Mandy. Yeah, and then he just gets speared. Yeah, no, he's that would be perfect for Roman. Just be like, what the fuck are you doing here?
All right.
Because
another edition.
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
Because let's not forget, Mandy also went to Raw.
That's SmackDown true story.
With Tucky. So Otis is
no,
back.
Mandy went,
that's
to,
right.
Mandy went
Raw.
To Raw.
Yeah. Mandy and Tucky went to Raw, so Otis is by himself.
Yeah.
But he's gonna do it for him. He's gonna do it for Tucker. Yeah.
What's your hey, Mr. Otis impersonator, what's your last thoughts on the draft?
I mean, we have to see how everything's gonna go. I mean, we can dislike it for what it is, and we can like it for what it is. But I mean, they're gonna do new storylines. They're gonna do different things moving forward. I mean, I agree with DP where it's like they just kind of moved storyline to a different show where it's Hardy and AJ hate each other, Seth and the Mysterios. Hell, even Aleister Black and Kevin Owens is still going on, and it's on a brand new show. So, I'm not a fan of what they did, but given just like a week time frame that we've already had, it's fine. Let's see what they can do. Let's see if they can pan out to new things. Maybe it'll be better. Maybe it'll be worse. Who knows? Time will tell.
Stephanie McMahon, thoughts? Happy to see her back on television. Did a good job with the draft, considering the format. Yes, no, agree, don't.
I mean, who else are you going to get to be the person to say, hey, you guys are out of here. You guys are over here. You guys are broken up. You lose your title. That like, who, who's a better person?
Would you rather seen Vince or Adam Pearce? Because he likely wouldn't have been Shane, considering, you know, what the way he kind of works.
Come on.
But it could have been Adam Pearce.
It could have been, but, I mean, if you want the end-all, be-all hated person.
So should they have brought Adam Pearce out for, like, the last two rounds of picks each night? Like, they bring out the lieutenant commissioner and all the drafts? It would have made it a lot more realistic, right? They, like, the year before, they had everybody in the war rooms and stuff like that.
Like, apparently Adam Pearce isn't anybody. You know, until just recently, we've actually known that it's Adam Pearce and that he's a backstage officer or whatever they announced him as the little... They actually had a logo pop up for him because they never... Nobody ever said who he was. Like, we know who he was, but, like, he just started showing up on TV. He was never given a name.
Well, what's his... was it on this show that we asked we wanted Jamie Noble back?
I don't think so.
I don't remember us saying that.
That was on Pod is War, maybe. Ah, man, I can't think of what show that was on. But Jamie Noble's back. He's out there again.
Sure.
Good right? for him.
I think I liked Stephanie in that role. I think it was she's obviously has been doing it previously, so keep that up. And they had the opportunity to announce her, you know, top female, whatever it was for CFO in business or whatever. I forget what magazine or whatever they voted her. I think she was
Forbes
magazine.
It was Forbes.
She was the most influential female CFO or whatever. Not number one, but for females. So that's pretty awesome. And then they got to tout that. So I think it worked out perfectly for them.
Good call, DP. Good call. All right, folks, we will be right back.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
This is your boy, Kenny Killer, telling you to make sure you check out TheChairShot.com. Bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
One more WWE topic before we get into any thoughts that we have on outside the WWE of wrestling. All that may go very quickly. So before we get there, folks, while you're listening, click on your internet browser. Go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. My guy AJ's got the Plaid Blast 2020 shirt on right now, looking stylish. Can imagine showing up to your own indie show. DP's got a Winner Is You on t-shirt right there. Make sure you listen to that podcast. Bandwagon Nerds, they got a t-shirt out there, hashtag journalism. Jesus did the job. A bunch of cool-looking Chair Shot logo t-shirts. I have a few of them. So head on over, prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. I know we're getting close to Halloween, so maybe listen to Pod is War this week. There's going to be a Pod is War this week. There better be. It's been too long. Circumstances happen. Oh, look at what's the inside scoop? Is Andrew hasn't said anything about not having the show in a while. Is he sad?
He's not sad. He was just like, there's like no communication where like I'm fine to do a show.
He hasn't come out of his room for weeks.
Yeah.
Just every once in a while you hear a
shave that hobo beard.
We missed three shows in a row now. So there were extenuating circumstances this week that I won't speak of on air. I think AJ knows already. It's not a big secret. Drinking. I'll tell you after the show. the week before, none of us texted each other at all. And the week before that, I had something come up. So we'll have a show this week, even if it's just me. And speaking of just me, go ahead and check out Three Man Weave. I did another solo show yesterday. That's up on thechairshot.com right now. That's right, folks. Thechairshot.com.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
Ronda Rousey. Those filthy, utterly disgusting sheets are saying that she could possibly have, well, Paul Heyman's the one that hinted at it, and the sheets are just reporting it. And why don't they clean the sheets? I don't get it. But Ronda Rousey
can't get to the laundromat these days. Extension with
right? There's a lot of them that are out of business. Apparently, they don't want a sell. They just want you to lease them from them and try to make money that way. Anyway, Ronda Rousey apparently signed a contract extension. Big surprise, not to me, not to you guys, I would imagine. How soon do you see her back? Like kind of a Royal Rumble thing, maybe, AJ?
Royal Rumble or WrestleMania again, that would probably be where you bring Ronda back. Especially since, you know, she is still that big of a name. It's kind of like if you're saying, like, Danica Patrick goes back into racing for a race. So, I mean, she's still a big name. She's still a prominent fixture. Everyone knows who she is. Lover or hater, you know who Ronda Rousey is, whether you watched WWE when she was in it, or UFC prior to that, or you just heard her name because she was that popular. Everyone knows who Ronda Rousey is.
Do you still want to see the WWE? Because we've seen now all the MMA four horsewomen recently. Do you guys still want to see WWE? Maybe not. Maybe this WrestleMania, maybe longer story arc in the following WrestleMania. It's definitely a WrestleMania match, but the four horsewomen of MMA against the four horsewomen of WWE, you know, in quotation marks with that iconic tag.
I think so. I mean, I know we've been hinting at it for a while. They've kind of once in a while kind of bring it up or hint at it. I think it's still something that they can go back to. Everybody's still there. And especially if they're going to, you know, I'm going to forget the other two's names, but if they get more exposure and start actually getting into the ring a little more, that they can do that. I'd still love it at a Survivor Series of some sorts with a, you know, the elimination style, four horsewomen versus four horsewomen would be fun. But that's, you know, obviously not going to happen this year. They could maybe do it next year, depending on how long Ronda Rousey is sticking around if she does come back. But I, you know, I'm on board with her coming back for a WrestleMania run. Again, I don't know how long it's going to be, but last time she was on Raw the entire time. Now that Fox is on, SmackDown's on Fox, would be a good spot to put Ronda Rousey on there, get her on primetime television, and shit, put her with Paul Heyman. Get a whole, if you're talking about getting a little bit of a faction together, like her, you know, her with Paul Heyman behind her would be awesome. She doesn't have to do a lot of talking. She can just go in there and whoop some ass like Roman Reigns or Brock Lesnar. If they're still planning on figuring out a way to have Sasha versus Bayley at WrestleMania, if the, you know, our plan comes to fruition, then maybe this wouldn't happen. But Ronda Rousey coming out and finally taking the belt off of Bayley at WrestleMania might be another option to go with. So I kind of like that.
Jessamine Duke and Marina Shafir.
Shafir.
Yeah, that's right.
You say tomato. Oh, I won't finish
I'll
the joke.
Say
AJ?
Banana.
I mean, we could.
That's right.
God damn it. We can. We'll definitely see.
Now I gotta watch it.
No, you have to watch it now because we keep referencing it.
When are we wrapping up here?
Watch the cabin. AJ, you've seen all three and the cabin?
I've seen all three. I haven't seen the cabin yet because I know that came up on Netflix a little bit ago on the recommended. So, anyway, so
watch the cabin first.
All right. Is it scary? I'm not into scary movies.
Actually, I don't know. You watch it however you want. He's got a stand-up from 16, 18, and 20, and then he's got the five, they're 20, 22-minute episodes of The Cabin, right? I watched The Cabin, then I watched his recent stand up. Then I watched 18. I watched everything backwards. So yeah. You watch it in your. I watched it in reverse chronological order.
Yeah, I watched
I had to interrupt AJ to tell you that.
Yeah.
My priorities, I understand.
It's really fun. It's really messed up, but also really funny. But, no, I could definitely see the Four Horsewomen of the MMA versus the Four Horsewomen of the WWE. WrestleMania seems great. Granted, we don't know where Shafir and Duke are because I don't think they got drafted at all.
No, they're still in developmental.
Yeah. So we could definitely see this when they feel like they're ready. But, I mean, why not put them with Paul Heyman? And it's like, yeah, we don't need to talk. We just need to destroy. You can have Duke and Shafir just be the tag team, like the women's tag team champions. If you really want the whole, like, complete domination, you can have Ronda still on Raw. You can have Shayna on SmackDown because I think that's where she got drafted. No, she's on Raw. All right, Shayna's still on Raw. So you could put Ronda on SmackDown and have like an entire domination of the women's division going on there.
I don't think there's any choice but to put Ronda on SmackDown. I don't think she sees Raw. Except for maybe a couple appearances. But if she becomes back and she's going to do a full-time gig for a little bit, whatever it is, unless it's just okay, I'll preface it like this. If she's going to come back and be specific to a brand instead of just having a rivalry with someone that's on Raw, it's going to be SmackDown because it's Fox and it's network and it's not cable.
Yeah, which is fair.
I think it'd be stupid to put her on Raw.
You'd rather have it on the channel that everyone knows. It's like, Ronda Rousey's on there. It's just like when they had Lesnar. It's like, Lesnar's on there. Lesnar on Fox. That makes sense. He's the big name. He's going to be the main attraction. He's going to dismantle Kofi in 4 seconds and win the championship. But, hey, you want star power? Put star power on there. And Heyman with Ronda is probably the best thing to happen because Ronda doesn't care. She'll say whatever she wants on the mic. But if you have Heyman being that snobby Paul Heyman-esque, well, Paul Heyman, it's perfect because he's that dirtbag. He's that scumball that everyone hates. But you listen to him because there might be some truth, but you have to hate him because he's an asshole.
SmackDown's basically your A show now, being on Fox. So, like I was saying, like Ronda Rousey going on there makes the most sense. And I like the idea of putting her with somebody like Heyman because it's, yeah, she doesn't have to talk. You don't need to have her talking. It's fine. I mean, she did okay when she was there, but you don't have to do it that way. Like, think about if you had your... like that MMA faction, even if you don't put all the Four Horsewomen, but if Lesnar makes a comeback, you know, if he's ready to do another run and he's with Heyman and Ronda's with Heyman and Jesus, I mean, that could be a whole hell of a lot of fun to watch.
Jesus.
He might make a comeback.
Jesus is joining this faction?
It's right around WrestleMania time. It's Easter almost, you know.
Jesus el Savior Christ.
Raining hell and death from the skies?
Yeah, are we going to see a Jesus driver?
Might have to.
He's the only one that Taker would let walk on the ropes. He called it walking on water. All right, folks, we'll be right back.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Sierra Hotel. India. Echo. Lima. Delta. Shield.
Hey folks, listen up, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net. Pins, stickers, illustrations. angrylemonade.net.
This is my yard now.
All right, folks, episode 249 of the DWI podcast, non-WWE discussion. I know we got an Impact pay-per-view next week, so I think we will go ahead, despite the characterization, the big part of my PC Tunney character that doesn't like it. I don't not like Impact. It's better now. It was just garbage for a long time. So we'll run down that card next week. Anything big happening NWA-wise, AJ?
Well, UWN's still going strong with their episodes. I know that they announced for next week, the sixth episode of UWN that you can find on the Fight Network on Tuesdays, 9 Eastern. And then you can... I had an off week, so there's not an episode 5 up, but episode 6 will be up next week. Hopefully on Tuesday, probably Wednesday if I don't get around to it. But the NWA Television Championship is actually going to come around with Zicky Dice defending against, I mean, I know people that watch WWE know him better as Elijah Burke, but the Pope is going to be facing Zicky Dice for the television title, along with a lot more going on UWN. I'm pretty sure that's going to be the main event. It's about like a 2-hour show, so if you want to see some names, especially on the West Coast, since our good old boss man, Greg DeMarco, is going to be having his NAV 30 going on, you'll see a couple of guys that might actually be on NAV 30 on UWN. Because I know that they were, in fact, NAV and his tag team partner, the Hawaiian Lion, were on the first episode of UWN. So you might see some more people if you go ahead and go check out UWN on Tuesdays at 9 Eastern.
Let's slide on over to AEW. Do you guys want me to give my thoughts on AEW, watching AEW this week first, or would you guys like to go first on your just your overall thoughts on AEW?
PC Tunney.
Yeah,
give us all right. Your
Tunney, you do
opinions.
You just want to respond to what I say? How's that? This might take a minute.
Sure.
Or it might take 10 seconds, honestly. But I'll just start. I'll give my thoughts on what I can exactly remember. I know Matt Hardy is coming back. He had his family there. I'm fine with that. Matt Hardy gets people over. Matt Hardy can, you know, as long as you can still talk and portray a character that people can believe in, you can get away with a lot of stuff in the ring. He still can work in the ring, though, even though he can't move that well. He can still work. So I'm okay with that part of it. I guess Eddie Kingston gave an unbelievable promo after the camera went off, and Tony Khan has said that he wants that to go up on for people to watch somewhere. So look for that if you're going to look for anything. Really, guys, Eddie Kingston, Lance Archer goes out with COVID, and that's who we got, Eddie Kingston. And now we're going to do more Eddie Kingston. I get Eddie Kingston has been around for a while and that Eddie Kingston can work and he can really, really talk, right? I get it. But it looks like a guy out of the crowd wrestling your fucking heavyweight champion. That's what it looked like when they went into the ring together. I don't understand it. Hopefully that's going somewhere better. You know how I feel about Ambrose, Dean Moxley, whatever you want to call him. It's the same guy. Hey, John, do me a favor. Tighten up your belt or put some pants on that you don't have to pull up every 30 seconds while you're having a wrestling match. Cody Rhodes. I appreciate you. I understand that you're very underrated and that you were very underutilized when you were in WWE. But the gimmicks that worked in the 70s and the early 80s, I don't need to see them in 2020 on AEW on Wednesday nights on TNT, okay? I don't need you to come out there with your wife and Arn Anderson, who thinks he's a professional football coach with a laminated sheet for play calling on it, okay? I don't need to see this kind of bullshit when you come out to the ring. I understand you're out there. Now, here's my other problem I had this week. Man, does Orange Cassidy look like he doesn't belong in the ring either, like Eddie Kingston, when he's in the ring with Cody Rhodes? Because Cody Rhodes is not the hugest guy in wrestling. But Orange Cassidy, he looks like I haven't, like, done anything for 3 months, and I took my shirt off and got in the ring, and there's PC Tunney. Well, you know, he's not out of shape, but he's not really in shape either. So I don't get it. And I'm in more shape and bigger than Orange Cassidy, too, by the way. So let's get into the tag team situation. Once again, the Revival. I'm okay with it. Is Sean Spears going to join them because Tully Blanchard and that things of that nature? You're putting on a jacket. Why? Are you getting cold? You gonna go to sleep? Is this taking too long for you?
Let's do it as Orange
Cassidy. Are you not enjoying yourself? You don't like my Rip Orange Cassidy.
I love it, actually. I'm just being a smart aleck.
I like that. I don't know where they're going with a lot of their storylines. The women's division, yeah, that match wasn't very good either. So, all in all, Jake Roberts, I think you're doing a really good job. Lance Archer, it's too bad you didn't decide to work out for the 2 weeks that you were on COVID because your belly's bigger. And you had a horrible match with... That's it. That's all I got. Go ahead, react to that.
I don't really think there's much of a reaction because I agree with everything mostly. I mean, I haven't seen AEW since Rosa was on it facing Hikaru Shida. And the only reason why I watched Dynamite was because of that. Because, yay, Cody's back! Oh my gosh, he dyed his hair black! So he learned not to rip off his... Oh my god, he fucking dyed it again! Oh my god!
No, don't you know that... Well, here's the whole... Okay, let's talk about the TNT Championship. Mr. Brody Lee was never supposed to win the championship, but Cody had to go away and promote that new show he was going to do, so that's why he had to drop the title and dye his hair, and then come back, win the title back, re-dye his hair.
Why? Why? That's, just take it. That, just
that's stupid.
That, make it go away. You make him Brody Lee.
He has those kind of obligations within that company, then maybe he shouldn't be holding titles.
Maybe he shouldn't have a chest tattoo on his neck. Anyway.
This is like, let's nitpick WWE and fuck Cody Rhodes.
No, I have nothing wrong with Cody Rhodes. I get it. He's annoyed that he was underutilized and underappreciated in the WWE because ever since the 90s, WWE made fun of his dad when they were in WCW. Hey, remember, Virgil, the reason why Virgil's name was Virgil is because that's Dusty's name. That's why in WCW, when they went to the NWO, they named it Vincent instead of Virgil. I get it. You think that everything's a joke, but like for crying out loud, Cody with a title, I'm getting Jeff Jarrett TNA vibes. Like what's next? He's going to come out with a guitar and fucking crack it over someone's head? I'm sorry, Tony, you can continue now.
No, you're good. You're good. I got two last things. One is Miro's catchphrase is game over.
Yes, it is.
And that's horribly uncreative.
Game over, man. Game over.
Before he used to go and stomp his foot and then scream Machka, right? Now he yells game and then he yells over before he does the camel clutch, right? Isn't that what he does?
He does. When he actually grabs the guy's chin as opposed to swinging and missing.
DP watch. Yep.
Swing and a miss.
I will give them one thing. I'm almost all in on it, but I'm not quite there, but I did enjoy it, was MJF and Jericho. They will meet next week on AEW Dynamite for a steak dinner.
I will see you at the restaurant.
And how about Sammy Guevara? Sammy Guevara wouldn't put on his jacket. I'm like, what does it say on the... And I totally bought in. I'm like, does his say something different on the back? And then he puts it on, and it's just weighed. Yeah. It looks like he's wearing a dress.
It's the end. It looks like the end of Big. You remember the end of the movie Big when Tom Hanks turns back into the kid?
Yes,
he's got the suit that's way too big. That's what it looked like.
So I did really enjoy that. I am kind of looking forward to it. Looks like they're going to continue the Sammy Guevara and Matt Hardy storyline as well. So those are PC Tunney's current thoughts on the state of AEW.
They mainly just have to get their shit together is what they have to do. They've been around for a year. They tested the waters. They dipped their feet in. It's, I don't know if it's too cold, too hot, or Goldilocks found the right porridge, but now actually start making an attempt to actually do better, because everyone complains about the women's division. Cody Rhodes is embracing his inner Jeff Jarrett, and everyone's ongoing joke that, you know, if they're very anti-AEW, say they're former WWE guys, well, so was WCW when it died. But regardless of the fact, they're doing fine for the first year, but for every single wrestling fan that's like, no, AEW's better, it's because they don't do things better. They're just trying to figure things out. They're giving you things that you want to see and want to hear, but the outcome's going to be the same as if it was WWE. Cody wins, lol. We're going to have it so there's going to be a giant feud that you want to see MJF and Jericho having a promo battle, and they're going to talk to each other because they're the two best people on the stick and everything. And it's not going to lead to anything, really. Or it's going to lead into one match, and that was the feud. We've seen it for a while. Just like the beginning of Dynamite, where probably the first month or two of every Dynamite episode, the ending was there's a giant fight between the Elite and the Inner Circle. Whether it was someone punched a glass window, or they had a parking lot brawl, or one person chased another person out of the ring, and then it's like, I'll see you next
week.
Yeah,
but I didn't necessarily have a problem with that. That got the Inner Circle over. That was a brand new thing. Like, the Elite was established. That was very smart to me. Like, I get that. And to your point, I don't know necessarily that I'd even need to see a match between Jericho and MJF at this point in time. They could be setting up something else completely, right? Mm-hmm. My whole point is, and I agree with the majority of what you're saying, is I'm not upset with what AEW did in their first year, but I think they underachieved enough for me to have to point out the fact that they are currently underachieving and they need to do better this next year.
Agreed.
Yeah, we said, you know, we have to give them time to figure things out, and I think this is the right spot to make that criticism, because I think it's true and validated. Cody Rhodes, I agree, just you need to get over it, man. Now, okay, we got it. You hated what you did in WWE, okay? You know, let's move on, and let's do something different, and stop, you know, pointing it out. And I'm with you, you know, if that's why he stayed away and now he's not going to ever get a shot at the world title because he has these other obligations, and if that's going to make some of these issues with the TNT title be a problem, then he needs to get away from that too, because you're making other people look bad in the process. And, you know, Brody Lee winning that thing just as a gap filler is, why give it to Brody Lee? Why not give it to somebody else? Because that's a bad move.
The Dark Order's hurt now because of it. I don't think the Dark Order is where it was before, you know?
And that's like when they brought that as one of my biggest criticisms, is when they bring in these guys and you bring in Brody Lee and you immediately fed him to Moxley for the title match and he lost. It's like, well, you got to build these guys up first. Like, don't you bring them in. You immediately do that. You did it with Brian Cage, even though the COVID issue ended up not making it, you know, really a big deal, you know, but you know, you bring these big guys in or whatever, and then you immediately put them in these title matches as opposed to giving them credibility first. You know, I don't know if they're just trying to go on, you know, hey, they were big stars in these other companies. Well, no, you build them up, build a good story, make them credible to a point where you feel like they could take the title off them, as opposed to just giving them these one-off matches. And then now what do you do? Now what do you do with these guys? You know, they lost to the champion. Now what? And I think that's been my biggest problem with that company so far. I mean, I agree, though. I like what they're doing. I like, you know, that they're getting, I feel like they're getting there, you know, and they continue to get some new stars or other guys in, like Miro, you know, Rusev coming in and Brody Lee, and, you know, starting to get some other guys and building other guys up. But you need to start getting somewhere with it, you know, build these guys up as credible rather than just feeding them, and then what do you do?
Well, we will see what happens as we move towards, I believe, Full Gear is the next pay-per-view. I know that we do have a Fatal 4-Way on Contender on the tag team side. And I do believe we do have a tournament to determine the next number one contender for the world championship. And I know that Hangman and Kenny Omega are on opposite sides of that. And that Darby Allin will be facing the winner of Orange Cassidy and Cody Rhodes. That match is in 2 weeks. The winner will face Darby Allin for that championship at Full Gear. So let's see what they do then. I mean, we've had this discussion now. I'm interested to see what our discussion is going to be following the AEW Dynamite after Full Gear. I'll just leave it at that. And with that,
thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
I let that shit go way too long. I've been out of beer for like 10 minutes.
What better way for Tony to go grab some more alcohol than some phenomenal funk effects?
Woohoo!
Even though he's, like, lately he's been on the winning end of it, and I guess, unlike our fantasy football, you can't blame the alcohol for losing.
Oh, there's not enough liquor and therapy in the world to undo that.
Hey, just remember, way back in April, Tony was the one that said come up with a bit. I came up with a bit, so, eh.
Hey, it works. It's catching on. It's very popular. It's so popular that we've been talking about coming up with a trivia game for A Winner Is You, and that is in the works. Yay! As well.
There you go.
I will take 30% of the shares. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, I got the three questions, especially since I scrambled for them yesterday. I'll say it for the I'll say it when we're not recording what the opinion question was, because I'm going to give a small little shout out to my girlfriend making that a joke, but I'm not going to, I'll say it when we're not recording what the question was going to be. So
that's interesting.
Postal meeting, awful trivia response. Awful trivia question. And see, like, now she has a reason to listen to it. She's been called out. Anyway, so I have actual three questions along with some bonus questions. So, DP, door number one, door number two, or door number three?
Is that the rule now that the loser gets to pick the door? I thought the winner gets to pick the door first.
No, it was always the loser picks the door. Just because in the beginning you lost a lot does not mean you get to go first.
Once again, we haven't even started yet, and I'm pissed off. Tobias!
Maybe being pissed off fuels you to be a winner.
There it is.
So, Dan...
It has in a lot of things. Go ahead, DP. DP can attest to that.
Alrighty. So, Dan, one, two, or serious. Three.
All right, Billy on the street. I'll take door number one.
I love that show. If you've never seen Billy on the Street, go to Netflix and watch Billy on the Street. Oh. It's fucking hilarious.
Billy Eichner's a delight.
Oh, he is. He's phenomenal. Hey, Ty!
Alrighty. Alright. This question, there's going to be a point for each correct answer.
Oh, one of these.
You get a max of 4 points. So everyone knows Hell in a Cell 1 was between HBK and Taker at Bad Blood. Who were the four people in the first tag team Hell in a Cell match? It was actually the second ever Hell in a Cell match.
Oh, DP's going to get this.
I am?
I don't know.
The first Hell in a
music.
Cell.
I don't know.
The first Hell in a Cell.
Second Hell in a Cell.
Second Hell in a Cell match
was a tag match?
It's the second ever Hell in a Cell match, and it was a tag team match with four people. This person, and this person.
Gotcha.
I'm not going to give it away. Come on.
Here we go.
He's got it. I'm down 4-0, and I don't think I can win anymore.
Come on. It happened like a couple of weeks or a month or whatever after Hell in a Cell 1.
Can I write down more names than four?
Oh, come on. Hell, it doesn't matter. The music stopped.
Yeah, dead.
I don't know. I'm guessing.
All right.
All right, let's see it. Let's see it, Tony.
Oh, that's it, I think.
Tony, what'd you say?
I think he's going to be up by two.
It's not going to show it.
Nope, because Tony's up by two.
What?
Oh, snap, I got it right.
What, Taker and Kane?
It wasn't Taker and Kane, but Taker and Kane were in the Hell in a Cell 2, the first tag team match, because it was Taker and Stone Cold versus Mankind and Kane.
Oh.
I did say the second one, it was a few weeks or months, or like a couple of months after Hell in a Cell 1.
Yeah.
I did say that.
That did not help me. You do not help me.
Suck it. Suck it.
I thought that would be a give me for you. Mm-mm.
I don't remember that one. I remember the, yeah, I remember the Shane one, but that was way later.
AJ versus, yeah, I know. But yeah. No.
If you folks want to go watch something very entertaining on WWE Network, watch Untold, the game or something. It's the one with Foley in the game, Foley and Triple H, and they talk about the matches they had in 2000, the No DQ match, I think it was.
The Royal Rumble
before
one?
The Hell in, yeah, the Royal Rumble before the, and then leading into the Hell in a Cell. Just amazing to get the commentary on those two epic matches. Anyway, I'm up 2-0, DP.
I'm out. I'm fucking done.
Alright, well, door number two or door number three, Tony?
Doesn't even matter anymore. We'll take door number three. Blink, fart, and bail.
Well, it does matter, because this is also another multi-point question.
Oh my god, here we go. Getting so complicated, that's total BS!
So, there were three of them, and I'm pretty sure you guys could probably guess a few. What cities was WrestleMania 2 in?
What cities was WrestleMania 2 in?
Yeah, what were the three cities that hosted WrestleMania 2? Because WrestleMania 2 had those three different venues with their own commentators, their own special guests. Hell, one of them had a WWE versus NFL Battle Royal.
Okay.
Shit, I got two for sure.
Take the top ones. It's the most popular.
Okay. All right.
Let's see them answers. Tony, Houston, LA, New York. So Tony got two out of three, but GP got all three. Chicago, New York, and LA.
Chicago, the fucking Bears, man.
Houston. Oh, I thought they were in Houston.
Refrigerator Perry winning the Battle Royal? Come on.
I'm still beating you right now, so shut up!
You suck!
You're only beating him by a point there.
I'm doing it for the ratings. If I was up by a bunch, if it was still up two, it wouldn't matter anymore, right?
It's all about those ratings. Gotta get those points up.
I got an excuse for everything.
Tony's turning the Atlanta Falcons here.
Both our viewers must be thrilled.
Sun is in my eyes right now.
And let me steal something out of Tony, because that's total BS, because the window's behind him. Anyway, the last
just
goal...
when I was about to hit my golf ball, the guy yelled on the green right next to us. I get to hit it again.
That's right.
Oh, my God. All right. So this one has a bonus question. So if there is a tie...
Oh, boy.
There's a bonus question to it.
So what? It's 4-3 I'm up. How many points is this question worth?
This is worth 1 point. Closest not going over, and then there's a bonus if there is a tie. So,
okay,
and I'll make it closest without going over because it is a WCW question.
17.
What year did Halloween Havoc infamously cut short? Well, we're gonna have Halloween Havoc for NXT.
Go back and watch Eddie and Ray at Halloween Havoc 97, match of the year that year.
Mm-hmm. Those are really good.
What year was Halloween Havoc started?
No, what year did it infamously cut short?
Who fucking knows? I don't know. I'm gonna guess. Then I lose, that's gonna be Tobias!
Alright, let's see them answers for them years.
I don't know.
Tony says 93.
Should have said 95.
DP gets it on the money with 1998. So, Tony, I'll be nice. I'll let you try to answer this first.
Oh. What does total BS?
Why don't we just write it down? We're tied.
Yeah, you're tied. There's the bonus. So, there's only one bonus question.
Right. Yeah, so
what
I don't
was
know.
The match that got cut short? I'll give you an opportunity to say it, and if you get any of the competitors or both competitors right, or what it was for. There's three different things that you can get here.
It's for nothing. Then, oh, no, I don't get to go first.
And then if you can only get one and Dan can get two, Dan wins.
So,
what was the match that was cut from the 1998 Halloween Havoc? Or cut short, I should say.
I have no fucking clue.
I think that
clue.
Was it.
You have no clue?
No, and Mags, I'm not editing that burp out either. You can fucking do it. So make sure you tune into the Five Rounds podcast. I know there is an ESPN Plus UFC fight this weekend. I believe the Korean Zombie is the main event there. And then we do have Lomachenko versus Lopez to unify the lightweight titles. All four belts on ESPN for free, DP. So make sure you're watching that. Make sure you let PA know. I don't know, AJ. I feel I should get a point because I haven't called you Andrew, which I almost did right there all show. But I appreciate the question. It's a great question. I'll guess. And that didn't happen then. What happened? 98. Halloween Havoc. I don't know.
DP?
I'll say Nash versus DDP.
And I did say there was something on the line. So was there something on the line too?
Sure.
The world title.
The U.S. title. The career,
okay.
His career.
I'm actually going to give it to DP only because he actually said a competitor before I said, like, it was for something. Because what the fuck did you say? Who were the two that you said, Tony?
He said nobody. Well, he didn't even give a name.
Didn't guess anything. At least Dan guessed. DDP was in it.
Already.
DDP was in it. It was against Goldberg for the world title.
And why did it get cut short?
It got cut short because the pay-per-view clock, it hit 11 because a match or whatever went too long, got cut short. So they aired the rest of the match on that Nitro.
Wow. I remember that, actually. I think I was actually watching that pay-per-view. That's sad. I couldn't remember. Fucking DP wins. I won't even.
I can tell you right now, 12-year-old Andrew was pissed.
I won't even call BS this week. Oh, man.
Especially since you just said you watched it. So, Dan, you won!
Yay!
Oh, where is he? He's been waiting a long time.
It's a great team, Ken. You never gave up hope.
Well, you want to thank Jesus and your good lady Marge?
Thank
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Blame it on the blues. Got you feeling loose. Blues. Blame it on the drums. Got you feeling down.
That's right. It's fantasy football time right here on the DWI podcast. Fantasy football challenge. DP, even though he was low man on the totem pole last week, he remains in first place. I believe it's 8-7-5. And as I scroll back through the Big Show sheet, which I may need, we're almost out of the Big Show sheet here. Might need another show sheet, but that'll be a little
episode 250. Tony gets a new sheet.
No, we're a few weeks away still. Just saying. 8 points for DP, 7 points for PC, and AJ, the big winner last week, back in the game. As Miro would say, your game is not over. You've got 5 points. So 8-7-5 right now. Gentlemen, I have lost track of who's supposed to go first and everything else. So is there anybody who would like to have the first pick this week? I'll volunteer to go first last twice in a row. Unless someone wants that.
No.
If you want to go twice in a row, that's fine, because I think I went last twice in a row, or first twice in a row last time.
All right, so then we'll say DP gets first pick this week. So go ahead, we'll go DP, AJ, pick. Myself. I'll go last the first two times.
Oh baby, man!
I will preface this week by saying don't pick someone in the Denver New England game. and if you really want to be cautious, don't pick someone in the Atlanta Minnesota game as well, even though I heard that was a false positive.
Well, I think I'm just going to go ahead then and pick one in the Atlanta Minnesota game to start it off, because I don't know what else to pick. So I'm going wide receiver.
Going Thielen.
I'm taking Adam Thielen against that shit ass Atlanta backfield. Or whatever you call it.
DP, he's hooked on Adam Thielen.
There you go. And thank God not for last.
I agree.
All right, receiver, AJ.
Receiver. Let's see. I'm going to go with... we're going to go AJ to AJ here, because I'm going to pick AJ Brown of the Tennessee Titans.
Okay. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they play this week, and they play Dallas, and I haven't picked them last week. I'm going D. Hopkins against Dallas. I think I already won this week. AJ, who would you – although that game could be a blowout, but I'm sticking with them. AJ, you're – next on whatever position pleases you.
Whatever position pleases me. Well, I think I'm going to go with...
I'm usually pleased by a tight end.
Hey.
Thank you.
Boo.
Set it up for one of you guys and you didn't take it, so I fucking did my own pitch up.
I'm going to go with quarterback.
You're taking Aaron Rodgers, aren't you? Because he's going to blow the Bucs out of water.
He's going to light up your goddamn Buccaneers.
I'm going to go with another layup. I'm going to go with Lamar Jackson against Philadelphia Eagles. Come on. Oh, man.
Damn you.
The only leg they have to stand on is tied.
Wow.
Ooh. Oh, I think it's PC then. That's you go second, DP. Right? I go second?
No, I go. Yeah, I go last the first times? Two times, because I go first the last two times.
Oh, I thought you go second in the middle one. I don't remember. You know the rules more. You know the rules better than I do.
You know the rules, but we.
I brainwashed you guys into thinking that.
it only happened. Go back and listen to all the episodes. It only happened when it benefited you.
Yeah, but notice
it's my turn first.
Oh man, boy, this is gonna be a tough one too.
We're picking four guys. We're picking three guys from each position. You can easily trust me.
No, there's not. Look at the win. Look at the point records right now. Well, you liked that whole Dallas game, so I'm gonna go with Kyler Murray as my quarterback du jour.
Okay.
See, I didn't know if you were going to go with the red rifle there.
Who's that? Say,
Andy Dalton. Oh, good. Red rifle. Come on. No. Boy, I really wish that that New England game was happening for sure, because I think Cam would have come back and had a really nice game there. Buffalo is going to be able to score against Kansas City. I'm hoping the weather's good. I'm going to go with Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. All right. Now I get to go first. I'm going to start with the running back position. And I just want to let everybody know that I have Dalvin Cook and Christian McCaffrey on one of my fantasy teams. So just want to tell people that, let them know what's happening with me. Le'Veon Bell will not be playing for the Kansas City Chiefs this week. He will be playing the following week, and then week 8 he gets to play the Jets.
Yes. Perfect.
Which is awesome, because I picked him up just before he got back on the rosters.
That is beautiful. Andy Reid should just basically say, we're going to run the ball all the fucking game.
Runs and screens.
I'm going to take the Jacksonville Jaguars running back James Robinson at home against the Detroit Lions.
Wow. All
right. All right. I got.
So, I think AJ had the very first pick of the draft, correct? Or was it DP?
This week, he I did. I took wide receiver.
Okay, so that means AJ gets to go first, second this time. DP gets to go second next round.
For a running back. Very good. Well, seeing how I'm pretty sure.
You had Kareem Hunt last week.
I'm well aware. I'm well aware. And I'm pretty sure from last week that Josh Norman's still in orbit from Derrick Henry flinging him.
Good call. Good call.
So I'm going to pick Derrick Henry.
So you're going with Josh Jacobs.
Nice pick.
Damn it. That's
DP,
what I was
you're picking Josh Jacobs?
That's what I was going
to Is that what I just heard? Josh Jacobs for DPP? I know.
That's what right, AJ said. In. I heard AJ I'll said take, that.
Jeez.
Damn it. I was going to go with Henry. Ay, ay, ay. Now what? Let's see. Well, I think then I am going to go, boy, I think I'm going to go Homer on this one and go with Aaron Jones.
Nice pick.
Against Tampa.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Tight end position. I'm hoping that this continues. I know, Devontae's back. Should I? I'm not sure. I'm really hoping Robert Tonyan turns into a stud tight end, because I think that would really help Aaron Rodgers sustain. Not this year, but the following years, because that kid's young. Graham.
But there's a thing called Shaq
Andrews.
Barrett.
I really wanted. I haven't taken Waller, but he's not playing this week. Out. Higbee's had a good week. Kittle against the Rams. I think Garoppolo's playing this week. I think I had Kittle last week and he sucked. I'm gonna take the constant because I can take the constant, and I'm taking the Cowboy from Kansas City. I'm going with Kelce.
Man, that's a brutal one. Kind of all over the place here on this one.
Speaking of tight ends that have been brutal this year, Zach Ertz. I got him in one league. Oy vey.
Yeah.
It hurts, doesn't it?
It does a lot.
Yeah, he has had a brutal year.
I didn't overspend on him that cost me anything majorly, but in auction draft, I spent too much on him.
Yeah, this is a tough one, man. I'm going to hope for a bounce back, I guess, this week. Who did I take last week? I took Andrews, so I'll take Kittle this week. I'll take Kittle, hope for a bounce back week.
All right, well, I know who I'm going to pick, especially since...
Shut your Gronk.
No, I'm not going to pick Gronk. God, no. But especially since this team is also playing the J-E-T-S, Jets, 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 I'm going to go with the Dolphins tight end, Mike Gesicki.
I was looking at him, too. Yeah.
He's been pretty damn good.
Yeah.
I was going to go... he's also a fellow New Jerseyan, too. There we go. But, I'm going to go with Gesicki.
He's been doing good. Jackson, Murray, and Mahomes, Henry, Jones, Robinson, Brown, Thielen, Hopkins, Gesicki, Kittle, and Kelsey, descending, AJ, DP, PC, QB, running back, wide receiver, tight end. DP's in the lead with 8 points. PC in second place with 7. AJ coming on strong with 5. It's anybody's race.
Hanging on by
5 weeks into the DWI Fantasy Football Podcast Challenge.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
All right, let's have a last call. Fuck it.
What do you mean it's last call?
I said we'd talk about it. We're all anticipating it. The third time ever Brady was a winner back in 2018. Rodgers in their first ever meeting was a winner in 2014. It is the third ever meeting of the two men who probably have been picked the most to face each other in the Super Bowl over the last dozen years and haven't met once yet. Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, this time it's the Green Bay Packers versus the Tampa Bay. Oh, it hurts. Oh, my Buccaneers. AJ, what are you expecting from this game? Because you can pull out all the towels and blankets and flags and shirts and hats and jackets and whatever you want to do. DP's got one too. Look at it. You probably had that planned. He's got it right next to him anyway. I'm not going to grab my Green Bay Packers stuff. I'm not going to go grab my signed photos and all the rest of that crap and my bobbleheads. And DP's got the cheese.
Can see my stock in the back there too.
AJ, let's all step outside. There you go. let's all step outside the fandom.
Mm-hmm.
AJ, what are you expecting to see from this game?
I'm actually expecting to see a really close game. You know, Aaron Rodgers always throws those nail biters that they look like they're not going to be a completion, but they always look so pretty, so perfect. All those out of bound passes. So. I love the pewter, I love the creamsicles, but it'll be down to the last second, and I think the Packers will still probably win, dealing with a pissed off Aaron Rodgers. As much as I want to see the Bucks win, in realistic fashion, I don't really see it happening, especially if Brady thinks there's more than 4 downs. Yeah, I feel like the Packers are going to win. It's going to be a really close game, though. Like, very few mistakes made by both. I think Brady's going to be playing pissed off. Aaron Rodgers is going to be Aaron Rodgers. Because, hey, he even said it on the Pat McAfee show. Aaron Rodgers on a bad year is probably the best for some other people. And that's the God honest truth.
I believe you can catch Aaron Rodgers on the Pat McAfee show on Tuesdays. DP,
yes,
your
thoughts?
I'm really hoping for a shootout. I think it's, you know, Packers defense isn't that great. I think Tampa Bay's defense is a little bit better than the Packers. But you got a highly prolific offense, you know, run by Aaron Rodgers on the other side that can still pick them apart. I feel like we're going to end up trying to see Tampa Bay control the ball. They might try and slow it down. You know, run it quite a bit rather than trying to get into a shootout because, you know, I don't think, obviously Brady's a little bit older. I think they would have a little bit more trouble keeping up with a shootout. So as much as I want to see one, I feel like we're going to end up getting Tampa Bay trying their best to control the clock and keep this low scoring. But I feel like it's going to get to a point where it's going to be high scoring because they're not going to be able to keep that offense down, and so Tampa's going to come out and try and keep up with them. So I kind of feel like it's going to be somewhere in the 30s for this game. I do think it's going to be close because it's Tom Brady and that offense, and Green Bay's defense isn't that great. So I do think they're going to end up keeping up and keeping it high scoring and keeping it close. But I do think Green Bay has probably got the edge here just by a little bit. Kind of like AJ said, you know, it's going to be close, but I feel like Green Bay's got a little bit more in the tank right now than Tampa Bay does, as they're still trying to get comfortable with the new team.
I think that's a big point right there, DP, is the comfortability, because you have a team that has a top 10 to 12 defense. You have a team that has a top half of the league defense. But then when you go to the offensive side, you have a team that's been rather inconsistent. When Brady's played well, they've won three games. When Brady hasn't played well, they've lost 40% of the games. Brady hasn't played well 40% of the time. If the play calling from Matt LaFleur, and this is king and key to everything, can continue to be decisive, direct, uninhibited, and just not really able for people to figure it out. Like, for years, everybody knew what Mike McCarthy was doing. I think Matt LaFleur has done a good job of throwing different formations and disguising different plays, the same play with different formations maybe, especially in the run game. But you bring Davante Adams back. If the play calling can continue to be good, that's key. The turnover battle. Tampa Bay is going to need to win the turnover battle to win this game, my opinion. The over-under is 55.5. Tampa Bay is plus one at home here, and I think that's only because they have Tom Brady. If Tampa Bay had a more solid running game, more consistent running game, and wasn't so injured at the receiving position, both tight end and wide receiver, I think I might feel more inclined to see Tampa Bay get a big victory at home here instead of go to 500. But for my official pick, you're going to have to wait till Sunday, just before the game times, to check out PC Tunney's NFL picks, week 6. That's it, PC Tunney.
Well done, sir. That's a good other point, too, is the health of Tampa Bay as well at this point. You know, we're getting Davante Adams back. Right now, Godwin, Mike Evans, both banged up. I am assuming right now they're playing, but, you know, if they don't, if there, any of them are out, that really hurts that offense quite a bit.
Howard's out. The running back situation, they've been banged up. So AJ knows all this stuff.
I do. Sadly. Ronald Jones kind of gets there. He's more of an up-the-gut guy, but Leonard Fournette exploding off the scene, especially when they were facing the Chargers. And, I mean, Godwin and Evans both being injured, that's a brutal blow. But, hey, Tom Brady's used to throw into random slot receivers, you know, like Scotty Miller, which he every game he's had a great game.
There you go. DWI podcast number 249, random slots. My name is PC Tunney. You can find me at PC Tunney. You can find anything that your heart desires, whether it's sports, entertainment, or sports entertainment, on thechairshot.com. There's something for everybody. Follow thechairshot.com at Chairshot Media on the Twitter. You can follow this show at Podcast TWI. Check out Bandwagon Nerds. Check out Pod is War. Check out Outsider's Edge. Check out all the coverage on all the shows. Check out A Winner Is You, the Greg DeMarco Show, hashtag Miranda Show. We got the Five Rounds podcast with Megs, Badlands podcast. There's so many things. The Women's Wrestling podcast is on there as well. I can't remember the name of it right now. It makes me look really bad. But go to thechairshot.com and you can find out for yourself. DP, tell everybody what's going on with you while I go make sure I properly plug what I just fucked up.
Well, you could also go on thechairshot.com to listen to A Winner Is You, the podcast that's all about video games and, you know, slowly going into tech as we discuss the iPhone 12 and their new specs and everything else, and had a good debate about why Android apparently is better, because we had a strong opinion from one of our members who apparently hates Apple, but that's cool. That was good. That was fun. And you can catch all that on Twitter and Facebook at A Winner Is You, the letter U, A Winner Is You. And, of course, the video game reviews that have been done by myself and a few by AJ Belaz over there as well on thechairshot.com. Check those out. And this podcast as well, DWI, is on Facebook at facebook.com/DWI podcast. AJ, fire away.
Well, you can find me on the Twitter at PhenomenalAJB, AJB in capital letters. You can also find me, like DP said, on thechairshot.com. Not only do I do video game reviews, I also do wrestling reviews too, the occasional WWE pay-per-view, but usually the NWA guy, and I guess now the UWN guy, because NWA is supporting it. So go check those out on Tuesdays and or Wednesdays, dependent on if Fight wanted to be a jerk or not today, or at all. But you will find all of my stuff at thechairshot.com.
Women's Wrestling Talk. Check it out. Definitely. It's a really good show. They've been around for a long time. They do a great job. They just had a interview with Heather Monroe, I believe, or something like that. Let's leave it at that. AJ, you look like you should be on Three Amigos and turn that Tampa Bay Buccaneers blanket into a poncho. By the way, you can't watch Three Amigos anywhere for free on any streaming service. You have to pay at least $3.99, as I wanted to watch it yesterday and could not. I know Thanksgiving is coming up, and the Thanksgiving movie to watch is Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. I believe you can watch that on HBO Max, if I'm not mistaken. My name is PC Tawny. This was episode 249 of the DWI podcast. Once again, go to thechairshot.com, follow the show at PodcastDWI. And you have been listening to another edition of the podcast known as
DWI.
Ay, caramba.
Gotcha.
And Ned Needlelander.
250 next week.
Lucky day.
250.
And we are.
Adios, me.
The Three Amigos.
I watched My Blue Heaven instead.